What's up, guys? I'm back. It's late, but that's not stopping me. Welcome back to It's Always Up. And I don't want to say it at the end of the episode, so I have one show coming up on October 26th. It's a Thursday. I think the show is still on. It's a, where's it at? Legends. I believe in Cheviot, and that's in Cincinnati. So I think it's at 7:30 or 8. Who knows? I'll probably do an episode, another episode by then if that's still on. So yeah, that's what my schedule's looking like right now. Just one thing. Yeah, but you know, I've been doing pretty well. Other than stand-up's great. Don't get me wrong. I'm just making a little joke about it, and I'm so new at it, and I'm just, you know, I'm just scratching the surface with writing jokes and all of that, and getting to know all of the other comedians. So I'm having the time of my life, for sure. I'm learning how to cook in the kitchen at Go Bananas now. That's exciting. It's hot back there frying food, but it's fun, just like being creative with all the different menu options and just joshing around with the guys in the kitchen and all of the Go Bananas staff in general. Yeah, it's always fun there, and hanging out afterwards with my buddies is always fun. What else have I been getting into? I went home last week. I went back to, Lafayette, Indiana for a couple days. I have to pay student loans, federal unsubsidized and subsidized student loans. And I had to set up an account for that with my dad. Fortunately, like with the full-time job that I have now, I don't know if I've talked about it on here yet, but yeah, still nonprofit with Breakthrough Cincinnati. It's great. I really enjoy it. That's what I do during the day, if any of you guys were wondering. Yeah, what I was gonna say, through that job, I get educational awards, so that's cool. I can request forbearance on my student loans, but I still wanted to get the student loan stuff set up with the rents. This is TMI. I get it, but you know, it's like going to college was like, I think about it sometimes. Sometimes when I stare at my prestigious Master of Arts degree from the University of Cincinnati, but you know, sometimes I think that I shouldn't have gone to college. Maybe I should have started working earlier and figured some stuff out, just like foundationally in my life. I also think I kind of grew apart from God a little bit while I was in college. And that was probably like mostly on my accord, but you know, there's like a lot of like groups that'll like come to campuses and stuff while I was at Marion, and especially while I was at the University of Cincinnati. There'll be like these like super hardcore Christian groups that'll come to campuses and just like give, Christianity as a whole a distasteful look, and it makes you question your own beliefs. And I'm not trying to like throw those people under the bus. I know they probably grew up with like different circumstances, but you know, I was just thinking about a lot of stuff while I was in college. I didn't have a lot of confidence in myself either. I think just because I was so busy, I had to multitask with like different skills in like very different ways, like especially most recently, starting stand up and being in grad school, writing academically is so much different than joke writing And after I started writing jokes, I started hating doing research. So my second year of grad school was tough. I really had to lock myself in my room for hours and try to just write 5 to 10 page papers, stuff that usually would only take me a day. When I was in undergrad at Marion, was taking me 2 to 3 days. My second year of grad school, I think I was writing better. I was analyzing what I was reading, and with my own praxis research, I think I was just I was able to explain my ideas more with I did some research with Breakthrough Cincinnati, and it was just a very fulfilling project, and it made sense to my staff members that were on my committee at UC. That was cool. But I just think that I was really stressed out. And now I'm kind of having a little bit of identity crisis, just fucking filming a podcast in my bedroom after midnight, whatever. But yeah, dude, it's tough. I think for anybody, just transitioning from one major aspect that you're involved in your life to something else, and trying to just figure out what your day-to-day life is like. That's tough, buddy. Calling myself buddy. What else has been on my mind? Oh, one of my friends in Lafayette said there's furries there now. Who would have thought, right? Lafayette, Indiana. Furries are people that dress up like animals for pleasure, I think. I don't know if it's recreational pleasure or sexual pleasure, but they're doing their thing. And in small towns now, they're everywhere, I guess. Maybe not everywhere. I can't see a furry being in Montana or something. Another thing I've been thinking about, I went to urgent care because I had a cyst in my foot a few weeks ago. Yeah, that was fun. But I'm just thinking there's some doctors that shouldn't be doctors, and not even that, experts in other fields. There's just people that seem very unqualified. You know what I mean? I went in to the doctor's room, checkup room, examination room. And when the doctor walked in, he was wearing a Batman mask. And I get it, dude. I have some friends with autism, and they love superheroes. And still to this day, as adults, and I'm not, maybe the doctor was autistic. Maybe he had a family member that was a cast member in Batman. I don't know. I'm obviously thinking too much about it, but I feel like that's a professional place, I had a painful cyst on my foot, and I wanted the doctor to be a little bit more serious. Nice guy though. He was a nice guy. Recommended me to a podiatrist that was also pretty weird. He was a good doctor, but he was pretty weird. He had a lot of pictures of feet in his office. Of his family too. That was distasteful. I didn't really enjoy getting a cyst removed by him, but what are you gonna do in Cincinnati? You only got so many options. Some people don't have healthcare at all though, right? Some people struggle. Really hurts. Wow. I'm thinking about a lot. People think about a lot. I think I have been, and I've seen other comedians and podcasters talk about this. I've just been like when I zone out, I do it in other episodes with like guests sometimes. And especially like on these solo episodes. This is the first one I'm fucking recording for YouTube, and I feel extremely vulnerable. This is extremely hard. I feel uncomfortable, but it's good. I think it's good. I think it's good. It's whatever. But you know, when I like zone out, I like think about just like my immature behavior, whether it be like getting angry or being petty or being jealous. And I think I've just like never really figured out a way to like process those emotions in a healthy way. So like when they do happen, they like those things like kind of linger with me. And then like when I have other social interactions, I seem like I'm really distracted, and I want to get better about that, especially. But you know, I think we all have things that we're trying to figure out on our own individual level. I feel like I'm getting a little too deep with that nonsense, dude. World news. What do you think, guys? What do you guys think is going to happen between China and Taiwan, huh? You know, I want world peace, obviously. And I don't think a whole lot of people know that the reason those two countries are having conflict is because Taiwan makes these computer chips that go into satellites and other very important technology that's produced around the world. And our friends over at the CCP are trying to get their hands on those chips. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, I don't want war in any circumstance, as I just said. But isn't it normal for Asians to fight over computers? That's like their thing. Anyway, I know like a lot of the talk is on Ukraine and Russia sometimes, most of the time, but let's not forget about our friends over in the Far East. We're all God's children. You know, when it comes down to it, we're all God's children. None of us want conflict. We live in a very like saturated world now. We're very exposed to just everything that's going on, and it's very overwhelming. And then it has an effect on our own mentality and our own identity. But there are, and I know everyone's beliefs are different, but there, in my opinion, there are just there's things past this world and like this lifetime that like we're destined for, as long as like we keep like good energy flowing throughout our lives and just like keep a positive vibe with people. You know, like we all are, I think like, especially like in America, we are self-centered. We're like really focused on our schedule, what we're waking up, what we're doing, where we gotta go, what we gotta eat, etc. It can be like really easy to get offended, when like something, like distracts from the schedule or things that you're making, whatever like you're trying to create. If like something gets in the way of that, then like it fucks you up. When it like, and then like in retrospect, when you like look at those things, most of the time they don't seem like a big deal, right? I'm talking a lot. I've said a lot in the last 10 minutes, guys. Come on. Let's go. First solo episode on YouTube. I've been thinking lately about how much longer I'm gonna live in Cincinnati. You know, it's a great town. I really like my friends, especially in stand-up, and the people I've met at UC. Go Bearcats. Yeah, I really love just like all my close friends. Goddamn. But I do kind of miss my home sometimes, both in Indianapolis and in Lafayette. Just like having just multiple friends and family in those places. And I want to live here for like at least another year, but I think like I could live in Indianapolis and still, you know, travel to Cincinnati, to Columbus, to Dayton to do stand up. I know some of my friends are moving to Chicago. Some are moving to the East Coast as well too. So it's sad to like think about those people going like their separate ways. You know, I don't know. Like, I want to stick around here, but it's hard to financially. You know, just like trying to pay like my education back and all of that. My parents have been very good to me, helping me, you know, with college payments and setting like the student loan a payment account up, and you know, just helping, really just like helping me out financially and spiritually and mentally too, and like when I need it. Sometimes we don't get along, and I think like the emotions like that they experience are like very different than the ones that I do, and it's very hard for us to talk about some things and to like talk over the phone sometimes, but we really love each other. And yeah, so it'd be nice to be closer to them. I don't really want to live in Lafayette though. Goddamn, dude. Bruh. Fucking lowest cigarette prices in the state, baby. Oh. Yeah, I can't move back there. Can't, because that's what I'll be fucking doing. Fucking marble reds on a porch looking at two rednecks scream at each other about why there weren't three cheeseburgers in their fucking Burger King bag or whatnot. That was stupid. I'm sorry. What else has been going on? Yeah, so just like thinking about like where I'm gonna end up. I think that's like normal, especially for someone my age that has moved around a bit, lived in three different cities / towns now. You know, just moving around. I'm moving around. I ain't making a sound. I'm going for the crown. I'm gay. Gay! Anyway, guys, thanks for tuning in. I know this is a pretty random podcast right now. Just like with the way that I announce stuff, but I'm really trying to like get a piece of content out on YouTube and Spotify at least every 2 weeks now. I enjoy doing this. It's really fun. Just fucking around, dude. Just fucking around. Yeah. Anyway, if you haven't subscribed to the YouTube channel yet, I would really appreciate it if you did that, and check out all the other episodes that I've done with Cincinnati comedians so far. Gonna get a few more of those guys on here. I also want to interview like some former athletes, so especially college athletes. So anybody, if I played with you at Marion, football or soccer, you know, I know some guys that did some stuff at Purdue and like other schools, like bigger schools, some guys that went to St. Francis. They were like our rivals in football, in the NAIA. I just want to chat about stories and stuff. I think, a lot of people get misconceptions about, what college sports are like, especially for, men's sports. Pretty gritty, especially if you're on a really competitive team, really challenges your character and your fortitude. And I was a bad college football player, especially. I walked on the soccer team at Marion. I was just fucking around. I ended up being, I thought, kind of good at soccer. Whatever. That's probably like what I should have done, like when I was a little kid, and just like developed with that in terms of like being an athlete. But yeah, I was a kicker for football and I wasn't good. And I like tried to like really convince myself that I was like one of the like better guys. I still, despite like, not having the talent to be like the number one guy on the depth chart, I'm really proud of myself for persevering through two complete fall and spring seasons. Just because like I wasn't on an athletic scholarship. I kind of got fucked, in my opinion, like with Marion's football coaches, their previous staff. I really liked the guy who recruited me. I thought he was a great guy. He's a great coach. He's gone to a few different schools now. But I thought the head coach, was just kind of like full of shit, especially like when we were talking one-on-one, about like what my situation on the team was, what my athletic scholarship situation was like, cause it was like kind of like always a possibility that I could get some more scholarship money, like especially like from the football team, because like they had it, dude, they have so many donors. But you know, I was a kicker and I like kind of like understand why I fell like down the list in terms of like what they granted to players. But I really wish like the head coach would have been honest with me, because I might have been able to, you know, go kick at another college, or in my career, I probably should have ended my career after like my sophomore spring. I went into like my fall junior year, like actually like pretty good. I was making field goals, but my hip was just fucked up. I needed to get surgery on it the following year. And I didn't have any after kicking through 2 weeks of fall camp, I just like did not have like any explosion in my hips. My back was thrown out and like it hurt to walk. It hurt to get up in the morning, and it just like wasn't worth it. So yeah, you know, there's some things I wish I would have done differently, maybe like transferred or ended my career earlier. But with all of that being said, I have some great friends from Marion that I still talk to like to this day. Not necessarily like a lot, but like we're still like whenever like we get together, we're very close. We really like formed a bond, I believed, just through like waking up early, going to weight room, going to like 3 to 4 hour long practices, talking with each other the entire time during those practices. So yeah, I'm really appreciative of those guys. And also my gal pals that, you know, I met in classes and shit in the dorms. But we don't have to talk about that too much, do we? I'm gay, right? I gotta stop doing that kind of stuff. Gotta stop. Gotta. But, you know, content, right? I gotta throw a joke in there every now and then. I had a great time at Marion. It was fun. Probably had a little too much fun. Probably would have been better at football if I didn't have so much fun. Probably would have not gotten injured. I think I tore my hip labrum because I didn't stretch enough and I drank too much. Didn't drink enough water. Especially if you're in your 20s, I mean, I like getting drunk. It's fun. I like smoking weed a lot. But, we just gotta start thinking about like what we want in the future. Dude. Yeah, because like, I don't know. People struggle with different stuff. I like really admire people that like are sober from all drugs. Oh my god, dude. Oh my god. Oh my gosh. I really can't figure out a way to end the solo episodes, but I'm doing all right. I'm doing all right. I think I'm like figuring out how to just like make my perspective a lot more positive, especially when like stuff is distracting me. And yeah, dude, I know a lot of you guys think I'm fucking stupid, but I don't give a shit. I know I am. And, I can't figure out what to say most of the time, but I am very thoughtful, and I think that characteristic will serve me well. It kind of sounds like I'm sucking my own dick, but it takes a little bit of bravery to expose yourself to the world in your bedroom past midnight on It's Always Up. So what can I say, guys? What can I say to you that will make you love me? It's Always Up, guys.